Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Irvin, Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting Chav Zayin Obeis on the bottom with Halacha Tes and Vilnsur's Daf and Chav Vav Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and we already mentioned previously we're keeping 2 days because of a Safek. So Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also says Masna Odam Al Kalkala B'Yom Tef Risha and Va'ochel B'Sheni. A person can make a Tanai on a basket of produce on the first day of Yom Tef and eat it on the second. This is referring to produce that was not yet Meisered. He's able to make a Tanai on day one and day two, and end up eating it on day two. We're going to explain how he does that in the Gemara. So to an egg which is laid by a bird on the first day is allowed to be eaten on the second day. That's because according to Behuda, it's two Kedushas. It's two totally separate days, and therefore one day has nothing to do with the other. However, Lacham didn't agree to him. The Gemara explains, what does the person say when he's being Masna al Kalkala, this basket of produce that didn't have Master taken off? On the first day, he expresses as follows, if today is really Yom Tif, then my words should be batal, meaning what I say now should have no relevance because it's Yontif today. But on the side that it's not Yontif today, he calls a name to his maesters, which means he designates his maeser. But he doesn't eat anything yet. And then on the next day, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he's now again, and he's able to eat everything. He also has to stipulate that if today is Yontif, then what I'm saying is nothing. And what I said yesterday by designating my maeser, that really was the valid thing. And if today is not Yontif, then what I'm saying right now should be valid. And so either which way, he ended up designating Meiser on both days, yesterday and today. And so Aman of Shach, if yesterday wasn't Yom Tif, the designation already happened yesterday and he could eat them today, which is Yom Tif. And if yesterday was Yom Tif, that means today is not Yom Tif and his designation is really happening right now. And that's because again, Rabbi Yehuda holds his two Kedushas, one yesterday, one today, two totally separate things. Nothing more asked. Machav Shitas is Rabbi Yehuda, that's proper gear, so we have to add in the name Yehuda. It seems to be we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Taman, over there, which is referring to earlier, Yavad Lo Kedusha Achas, he treats it like one Kedusha. We had already learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person's Erev was eaten on day one, he's a Chamer Gamal because it's a Suffolk if it's one or two Kedushas. But over here, he's saying for sure that's two Kedushas. And the answer is no. Taman Kedusha Achsarukahi. Over there, it's considered like one long Kedusha. When we have Yontif going into Shabbos or Shabbos going into Yontif, that's considered like one long Kedusha. At least we have a Suffolk about it. Maybe it's like one long Kedusha. But from Hacha over here, Achas Kedush Achas Choyl, one day is for sure Kedush, the other is for sure Choyl. And that's because we're only keeping 2 days of Yontif mi Suffolk. So that means that really one day is totally Choyl. And that's why he says, for sure it's considered two Kedushas, because again, in essence, really only one day is Kadosh, not both of them. Now he asks the same question just as Shitas Rabbanon, Bechav Shitas Rabbanon. Seems we have a steer in Shitas Rabbanon. Taman, over there, Avdin Lo Shtei Kedushas. They treat the whole case of Erev like two separate Kedushas. But over here, they're clearly treating it like one Kedusha, which is why they say you can't make a Tanai from one day to another, or you can't eat an egg which is laid on one on the next day. And the answer over here is that Taman over there, Yom Tif Eitzel Shabbos, Kechol Eitzel Shabbos, then we have Yontif right next to Shabbos, either on Friday or on Sunday, that's like a weekday next to Shabbos. And that's why it's considered like two Kedushas. Bram Hacha over here, Shnei and Shavin, they're both equal. They're both exactly the same because 2 days of Yontif, it's not Yontif and Shabbos, and therefore it's considered like Kedusha Achas. However, says the Gemara, Moedim Chama Rabbi Yehuda, the Chama agreed Rabbi Yehuda, B'shnei Yomtim Shor Rosh Hashanah, that specifically when talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that's considered like two separate Kedushas. Why is that? Shehen Mitakanas Nevim Rishainim, because that's based off a Takana of the earlier Nevim. When dealing with 2 days of Yontif, just regular 2 days that everyone in Galus keeps, that's done even though we already have a set calendar and we already know which day is really Yontif and which day is not. But still, we have to keep those 2 days of Yontif because of Takana, that's what we do. And therefore, when it's just regular 2 days of Yontif, the Acham say it's considered like Kedusha Achas, like we just explained before. But specifically in regards to Rosh Hashanah, this is already a Takana from way back in the days of the Nevim Rishonim, that even in Eretz Yisrael, places that are far away from Yerushalayim, that simply would have no way possible of knowing which day really is Rosh Hashanah, because they wouldn't be able to get the message out on time when Rosh Chodesh actually was. So in these days, even the Chum agree that it's considered like two separate Kedushas, because we're really only keeping them Misafek. Now more about 2 days of Yom Tif, Rabba quotes Rav Chiya, who says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, B'nei imi nicharuvi, the sons of my mother incited me, Samuni neitayrus hakramim, they made me as a watchman over the vineyard, Karmi shali lo natarti, I didn't watch my own vineyard. What does this mean? Mi garam li lios neitayrus hakramim, what caused me to be the watchman of other vineyards, al shem Karmi shali lo natarti, that's because I didn't watch my own vineyard. And what relevance does it have to Yom Tif? Mi garam li lios mishamer shnei yom besuria, what caused me that I have to now keep 2 days of Yom Tif in Surya, now that I'm in Chutz La'aretz, I have to keep 2 days of Yom Tif, al shaloi shamartu yomecher ba'aretz, that's because I wasn't careful with keeping the 1 day of Yom Tif in Eretz Yisrael, so I was sent into Golos, and now I have to keep 2 days. And so for you see, I would think, shani mekabel eschar al shnayim, that at least I get schar for keeping 2 days of Yom Tif. However, in truth, ve'ein mekabel eschar el alachas, I really only get schar for one of those days, because really the other day isn't Yom Tif. And furthermore, mi garmli l'hafer shtei chalas besuria, what caused allows me to separate two challahs in Surya. This is a din that we learned in Maseches Challah, that one challah is separated from the dough given to a kohen and the other is burned. Why do I have to do this? Al shalo efrashi challah achas ba'aretz. That's because I wasn't careful with separating the one challah that I was supposed to give in Eretz Yisrael. And Surya Yisi Shanim Kabel Schar al Shtayim, I would think that I get schar on both of them, but really it's not true. Ve'enim Kabel Schar el alachas, I only get schar for one of them. And Rabbi Yechon Kari al Lehoin, Rabbi Yechon said about these, meaning about these extra things that we have to keep in Chutz La'aretz because we're in Galus. Here's a pasuk, Gamani nosati lehem chukim loy toivim. Here I also gave them chukim that are not good. This is very similar to before. Don't say that I get schar and it's so good that I have all these extra mitzvahs. Really, it's not a good thing to be in Galus, and keeping those extra mitzvahs or extra dinim is just an expression of being Galus and not in Eretz Yisrael. Now, story about 2 days of Yontif. Rabbi Vo Oz Alexandria. Rabbi Vo went to Alexandria in Mitzrayim, Vatinu Lulavan Beshovsa, and he told them that they have to shake Lulav on Shabbos. That's because he knew for sure that the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos. And so he says, look, I know that for sure this is the real Yontif, so you should shake Lulav on Shabbos, because from Ikar Din, that's what one is supposed to do. However, Shama Rebbe Meimar, Rebbe heard this and said, and really it's not referring to Rebbe, which is Rebbe Huda Nasi, because he lived way before Rabbi Vo, it's referring to some other Rebbe. But what did he say? Mi Yavi Lohain Rabbi Vo B'chal Shasa, that's the proper gear, so who's going to bring Rabbi Vo here every single year? Meaning that's really good. Rabbi Vo is here this year, and so he's able to tell everyone that the first day of Sukkot actually falls on Shabbos, and that everyone should shake Lulav. But what about next year? Is he going to be here? And what about all subsequent years? Is he going to be able to tell everyone which day really is Yom Tif? Obviously not. And therefore, even this year, they shouldn't be shaking Lulav on Shabbos. And the last memory about 2 days of Yom Tif, Rabbi Yossi Mishlach Ksiv Lahain, Rabbi Yossi sent a message to them, Af Al Pisha Kasavnu Lachem Sidri Mayadais, even though we wrote down the order of Mayadais for you, meaning even though we have a set calendar and we know when Yom Tif really is, we know every single day of Yom Tif, when it falls out, if it's on Shabbos, if it's during the weekend, there's no more Suffolk, still, Al Tashanu Minigav Asechem Noichi Nefesh, don't change the minigav of your forefathers. You have to keep these 2 days of Yom Tif when you're outside Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. And at Halacha Yud, continue to discuss 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Reb Dosa ben Arkin is Omer. He says, "However, lefnei teva b'yom tif Rosh Hashanah, one who davens for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah." Omer, he says as follows: "Hachlitzenu Hashem lekenu as yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh im ayom l'machar. Hashem, fortify us or save us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, if it's today or if it's tomorrow. And l'machar Omer, on the next day, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says im ayom l'emesh, if it was today or if it was yesterday. V'lo hay lachamim. The Chacham didn't agree with him to do this. Now the Gemara just quotes the Mishnah, Reb Dosa ben Arkin is Omer. And the question is, why didn't the Chacham agree to him? Is it because the lashon that Reb Dosa said to use is if it's today or if it's yesterday, and that's the thing that they were arguing with? But they were okay with using the lashon of just don't say the words imayom l'machar or imayom emesh. Or maybe that a different issue. Maybe it was because of the following. Whoever davens for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, and it's he doesn't have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. And that's because the word Zikaron that we're going to be mentioning for Rosh Hashanah also fits for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is called Zikaron, Zichron Shrua, and Rosh Chodesh is called Zikaron, Vahyu Lachem LaZikaron. And therefore, don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. And Ofacha Kain, that would be the same thing over here. Maybe that's why the Chachamim don't agree with Reb Dosa, and we don't have an answer to this question, but it's definitely one of the two. Hajjalach Perak Bechoma Arvin, Malzar finishing the third Perak of Mesechus Arvin. Just like we're going to finish this Perak together, we should be Zechus to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving on to the next parak, which begins by discussing a person leaving their Tchum Shabbos. We had mentioned briefly in passing a few times before that if a person is out of their Tchum Shabbos for whatever reason, they're limited to walking 4 amos. That's it. They're stuck. They have to stay basically in the place where they are. And so here we're going to have some details about that. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Yitzhu Gayim, let's say Gayim forcibly took him out of his Tchum, a Ruach Ra, or a Ruach Ra, which literally means a bad spirit. Basically, a little bit of craziness went into him. Maybe he had some sort of mental condition that he walked out of his Tchum. Now he finds himself out in the open in the middle of a random wilderness. Ain lo yala arba amos. He's only allowed to walk dalet amos. He's out of his tchum. He's stuck. He can't walk any more than dalet amos. Now let's say hechziru, they brought him back in. Ki'u lo yotza, it's as if he didn't leave. If he walked back himself, he's still limited to dalet amos. It happens to be that if he walks back into his city, which is surrounded by walls, then even though he was not allowed to walk back l'chatchila, he's still allowed to walk around the entire city, because since it's surrounded by mechitzas, the whole thing is considered dalet amos. But the main thing that the Mishnah is trying to point out over here is that if he was brought out, he stuck dalet amos, and if he was brought back in, it's like he was where he always was back in the first place, and he has his regular Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amos in every direction. We continue discussing, let's say he was brought to a totally different city, or Nosnu Bedira Besar, they took him and placed him into some sort of animal pen or a barn. They say, the guy's allowed to walk around the entire thing. That's because since it's surrounded by walls, as we had just mentioned before, that's considered dalet amos. Even if it's a giant area, the walls make make it as if it's just all Dalet Amos, so he could walk around the entire city or this entire animal pen or barn, no problem, even though, again, he's way outside his tchum. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, they say, no, ain't loyal arba Amos, he's only allowed to walk around 4 Amos. And my son, there's a story, Shabo Mifrandin, that they were coming from this place called Frandin, Ifligas Finosim Bayam, and their ship set out at sea on Shabbos, and that means that they find themselves outside of their tchum. Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchas Kula, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they walked around the entire ship, because it's mechitzos, they're completely surrounded, and therefore the entire thing is considered like Dalet Amos. Whereas Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, loizos arba Amos, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva didn't move from their Dalet Amos, Shiratzu l'hachmer al atzmon, because they want to be machmer on themselves. Really, even Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva, lishita sam, could have walked around the whole ship, and that's because at the beginning of Shabbos, they were already in this ship. So even before Shabbos started, the whole ship was something they'd be allowed to walk around on. But still, they want to be machmer on themselves, showing that when you're outside your tchum, you're only allowed to walk around Dalet Amos, even if you're surrounded by mechitzas. Now, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Mishetsu, Goyim v'chulu, and the question is, Deloichein, Manan Amrin, without the Mishnah, what would we have said? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that if Goyim took a guy out of his tchum, he's only allowed to walk around Dalet Amos? Of course, we know that any time a guy walks out of his tchum, he can't go more than Dalet Amos. What's the Mishnah telling us this for? What's the Chiddush? And the answer is, because the Havamina would be, V'yasa Kamisha Yatsa Brishos, that if Goyim forcibly took him out of his tchum, that would be like a Mishnah we're going to see later on, that a guy left his tchum, Berishos. He was allowed to leave his tchum for whatever reason, and he actually gets 2,000 amos in every direction in this new place where he finds himself. I would think that maybe it's the same thing with Goyim, who forcibly moved him out of his tchum. Lefom kein sarach meimar, that's why we have to say that ain le'al arba amos, that even when Goyim forced him out, he only gets Dalet Amos. Now we ask him in ain le'al arba amos, where do we get this whole concept of Dalet Amos from? The answer is the pasuk tells us, shivu esh tachtov, each man should stay in his place. That's Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Bnei Yisrael that on Shabbos, each man has to stay in his place. And the place of a man is Dalet Amos. And so the next question is, how do we know that Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos? And that's because the very same pasuk says, Al yetzei ish mim koymai b'yom ha-shvi, a man should not leave his place on the seventh day, and a man's place, his area, is 2,000 Amos. As the Gemara Eichalav, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Shvu Esh Tachtov is referring to 2,000 Amos, and Al yetzei ish mim koymai is referring to Dalet Amos. And so Amr Belezer, he tells us, V'tanin, we have a Mishnah, Asa ben Akiva Omer, he tells us, Makoim, Makoim, it's Gzer Shava, Makoim, Makoim. Namar Kan, Makoim, it says in this pasuk we just quoted, Makoim. V'namar Lalon, it says over there, in regards to the Ari Miklat, this is describing the cities of Levium that also function as Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. If a person kills by accident and he runs to one of them, what does it say over there? V'samti l'cha makoim, I shall make a place for you. And ma makoim shemer la'alon, alpayim ama, just like that makoim, in discussing the Ari Levium, is referring to 2,000 amas, because the pasuk over there says very clearly that we also measure 2,000 amas outside the city, and it counts as the Ir Miklat. If a guy's an accidental murderer and he's running to the Ir Miklat and he finds himself in the 2,000 amas outside the city, it's already considered like he's in the city. Af makoim shemer kan, alpayim ama, stood to the makoim over here in this pasuk, that's referring to 2,000 amas, and therefore when the pasuk tells us al yetzei ish mim koimai b'yom ha-shvi, that means that a person's not allowed to leave his makoim, his 2,000 amas, on Shabbos. And now clarification of what this means, that he's allowed to only go Dalet Amos, arba amas sha'amru, this 4 amas that we said, maloi kamasoi upishat yadayim, that measurement is based off of a person's height. A standard person is 3 amas tall, and him stretching out his hands, that's another ama, so that's a total of 4 amas. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's different, and here we have a little bit of a girsa change. Who shalosh amos? 3 of these amos is the person himself, because that's the average height of man. However, ve'amo, we add on another amo. Why is that? Kidei shehi noitel chavis merashoysa v'noisen al margloisov. That's the amount of space necessary to take a barrel off of his head and place it by his feet. That's an extra amo. And the difference between Rabbi Yehuda the previous man to Amar is whether it's arba mitzumtzamos or arba soichkos. Is it precisely 4 amos? That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's an exact 4 amos. Whereas according to the first man to Amar, it's a little bit more than 4 amos, because when a person stretches out his hands, they go a little bit beyond an extra amma. And therefore, according to the first man to Amar, you get actually a little bit more than 4 amos, but not much more than a little bit more. One more discussion, Chattas Amar Alpha on top. Remember, he's in Dalet Amos, 4 amos, that's it. He cannot walk out of this box of his. The problem is he has to relieve himself, he has to make a bowel movement. Well, he's only allowed to do that within Dalet Amos, and then he has to daven. Well, he can't daven within Dalet Amos of a bowel movement. So what's he supposed to do? That's what the Gemara tells us, Kshu Nifne, when he relieves himself, Nifne Min Atzad, he does so from the side. When he davens mispal leichson, he davens diagonally, which basically means that he makes his bowel movement at one corner of the Dalet Amos, let's say the top right corner, and then when he davens, it's at the bottom left corner, and when you measure that diagonal, it's actually more than 4 amos, and that way he's still able to stay within his 4 amma box, and at the same time be able to do everything that he's supposed to. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.